We made it through Monday. Here we are on Tuesday, the 10th of May. Welcome to GSFM with me, Ger Sweeney. In 1924, on this day, the 10th of May, J. Edgar Hoover was appointed head of the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. In 1941, England's House of Commons was destroyed by a German air raid. In 1960, the USS Triton completed the first circumnavigation of the globe underwater. The trip started on the 16th of February, took 3 months, obviously, to complete. In 1964, Dusty Springfield made her US television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. 1965, the Rolling Stones produced their very first recordings when they recorded Come On, and I Want to Be Loved from the album Out of Our Heads. 1975, Apple Records was dissolved. And in 1994, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as South Africa's first black president. All the happenings, or some of the happenings, on this, the 10th of May, down through the years. Now, you will know that Patrick, my godchild, made his communion last Saturday. Well, another godchild of mine, no longer a child, Peter O'Dwyer, celebrates his birthday today. My nephew and godchild, he is 21 today. Peter, very happy birthday to you. Best wishes and lots of love from all of us here at International Headquarters, and indeed everybody else that knows you as well. You share your birthday with the dancing man, Fred Astaire. He was born in 1899. Maybelle Carter, Mother Maybelle Carter, 1909. Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols, born in 1957. Bono, Paul Hewson, born in 1960. And Linda Evangelista, the Muggle, was born in 1965. So there we go. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday on the 10th of May. Now, what have I got to tell you? Yes, our mystery voice. Ah, no, you're not zooming in at all. No, you're not. Okay, so I have to give you a good clue, don't I? But first, let me play it for you so that you refresh your memory. Which, of course, you can listen back to these anytime you like.
Free beer and women.
Now, you know, we met him first in the world as a singer. And then he drifted into movies and stage, and he's been on TV and stuff like that. So you know that much. But what you don't know is that the name that we know him by is not his real name. Take another listen.
Free beer and women.
Does that narrow it down for you? And he's American. He's still alive. He's an entertainer, very much so an entertainer. So there we go. All right. That's our mystery voice for today. Now, I tell you yesterday about the connection between the Eiffel Tower and New York's Statue of Liberty. Well, Alexandre Gustave Eiffel, the man who designed the Eiffel Tower, also designed the inner structure of the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor. Yeah. And of course, the Statue of Liberty was a gift from the French to the Americans anyway. So there we have it. That's our useless fact. Tomorrow, our useless fact is about cheerleaders. Hey, don't be getting too excited now. Tune in tomorrow and find out why. More details on GSFM for Wednesday. In the meantime, enjoy Tuesday. And thank you for listening. From me, Ger Sweeney. Bye-bye now.